Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on September 10th, 2015. Voted best local radio show in the Daily Breeze Choice, Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're definitely looking for a repeat. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm hot, Joe. Hot. As in sweaty hot.
It's amazing. We set a record in Long Beach, 103
yesterday. Oh.
And that's near the beach.
Yeah, I know. I was on my way to my yoga studio yesterday. It was 97 in Torrance.
Yes.
And then later in the day, I was up on the hill, and it was 98.
Yes.
And it's just, it's a stifling hot. It's not just, it, I guess this monsoonal moisture
yes.
makes it a little heavy and overbearing. Yeah, it's hot.
It's very unusual. And I don't think we're going to get a break today. It's coming, but not yet.
Not yet.
So keep cool, drink a lot of water, stay near your pool or your jacuzzi
or your freezer.
Or your freezer, or if you have to, go to the beach.
Yeah, if you can.
Yes, if you can. And speaking of the beach, in this time, it's very interesting. We can talk about, you know, the natural rhythms of
life.
Life and the environment and the ocean and when you think about rhythm, you think about drums, don't you, Jackie?
That's right.
Who's today, Jackie?
Our guest this morning is Sabina Sandoval, founder of the Hermosa Beach Drum Circle and Free to Be Me Drum Circle. Sabina has recorded albums and played with some of the best in the business, from drumming with local all-female bands in Hermosa Beach to opening for such greats as Pat Benatar, Heart, Fleetwood Mac, and more. After 35 years of drumming, Sabina was reinvented as a drummer. Following a job-related back injury, she was forced to give up her drum set temporarily and turn to a hand drum. She eventually created an after-school enrichment program and academic hour, Free to Be Me Cool Kid Drummers, and now teaches it in LAUSD, Redondo Beach, and Manhattan Beach schools. Her nonprofit, all-volunteer organization, Free to Be Me Drum Circle, goes into prisons, convalescence homes, schools, and Hermosa Beach every third Sunday of the month for the past 13 years. Sabina helps teach individuals about their natural innate rhythm and how to tap into it, celebrate their lives, be free, and help each other with one of the most powerful instruments in the world. Free to Be Me Drum Circle After School Enrichment Program is a nonprofit, all-volunteer charity group helping kids at risk, kids K through 12, elders, inmates, and people with mental disabilities by providing loving educational rhythmic drumming events. For 13 years, every third Sunday of the month, Free to Be Me Drum Circle has held a drumming event on the sand north of the Hermosa Beach Pier. Free to Be Me and the Tribe of Angels volunteers provide drums and percussion instruments, inviting everyone to join in. The enrichment program consists of drumming, music theory, dance, self-expression, and instrument making. It goes into inner city project schools and South Bay schools, such as the Knowing Garden School in Redondo Beach and Del Sol School in Manhattan Beach. The Free to Be Me Drum Circle also participates in venues as small as a child's birthday party to major events. Now, Joe, I dare say that most of the residents of the South Bay have heard and or seen the drum circle on the beach, but probably don't have any idea what it is. So this morning, we're going to get the backstory from Sabina herself. Sabina, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Wow, Jackie, that was a beautiful introduction. It's an honor to speak with both of you and Joe, right? With that introduction, I don't think you need me. I'm just going to say hello to you guys. I'm just kidding. That was beautiful.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, Sabina, because it's been a part of living in the South Bay for many people, but at a distance. They see the drum circles, maybe they're walking along the pier and they see the drum circles, but they don't really know about who organized it, how it's organized, and what many of the other venues that you guys play in. So we're thrilled to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for being a tool to let people know, and I appreciate that so much.
So let's start at the beginning. You were a professional drummer, yes?
In my heydays, yes. Yes, we're rocking all-female band, a few all-female bands. But, you know, it was a beautiful time then, and
yes.
Women in rock and roll, it was really embraced, and sometimes it wasn't, but it was really flourishing back in the 70s from, like I said, Hart, Pat Benatar, I think Melissa Etheridge came out later on. So our female band was an opener for the other female-dominated bands like Hart and Fleetwood Mac. And so, yes, it was an awesome time in my life, and I've been drumming for 35 years, started when I was 9 years old, never right. took a lesson in my life, just came in this way. And, and then
Your poor mother, Sabina. You came
she
out drumming?
She loved it, Jackie. She loved it.
I mean, you came out drumming, right? You were drumming in the womb,
yeah.
probably.
Well, I heard the heartbeat for 9 months, so
yeah.
I was ready. You know, and we yearn to hear it again, and I know that sounds corny, but it's a natural rhythm. It's the mother's melody to our soul, and there was no accident. We heard that heartbeat for that long.
Right.
So, and I think we yearn to hear it again, and the drum is the closest, especially for the children. So, yeah, and I'll tell you, my mom was my number one fan. She and I was on a rhythm for a whole year, one rhythm. And she would come out there, and I'd add a little roll to it, and she'd, "You got that rhythm, baby?" I go, "Yeah, Mom, I'm getting it." It was an awesome. My mother was dating a drummer after my father of 20 years.
Yeah.
And so he never really showed me, but I'd watch him, and he was a jazz drummer.
Yeah.
Made all kinds of faces when he would play. And well, when the relationship was over, they still were friends, and he had owed her money. And so my mom said, "Leave your drum set for my daughter, and we'll call it even." So there it is. She knew.
Wow.
She knew. Six kids. And so then I had the tool. And I would play in the living room with power trios, like Jimi Hendrix style, Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. And my mom would be taking a nap. So, yeah, I was very supportive. That's amazing.
Instead of the garage, it was the living room.
Your living
mother.
Room, yeah, and the garage.
What was her first name?
Alpha.
Saint Alpha. Yeah, absolutely.
She's from the Mayan tribes. I'm sorry. Yeah, she's from Honduras, from the Mayan tribes. So I'm native as well.
Most parents would stick their kids in the garage with a drum set, and she puts you right there center stage. Sabina, do me a favor. Tell us a little bit about Hermosa Beach in the 70s and the scene down there, because it was very different than what it is now, isn't it?
It was, it's only half of that's here now. It was more music, art, freedom. Surfers, hippies, very, very, I guess they call it old school as far as people getting along and talking to each other. It wasn't so technical. You know, everything's texting now or email. Mm. It was more one-on-one. You could walk into the lighthouse and see these incredible musicians, from jazz to rock to wave. Back then, it was punk rock as well. And, I remember Pier 52. It's now Sharky's, I think, on the pier. Mm. We used to play there. And the stage was still there when they had the first Sharky's, but once it burned down, the stage was gone. But I'm still happy that the lighthouse is still there, the essence of the lighthouse. I know that the mermaid's leaving us soon. Mm. And so, yeah, a lot of our icons are dying out, and it's becoming more of a business. I mean, it was always business, but there was still that mom-and-pop feel. And you can even see the difference in the buildings, which was from the 60s or 70s and now from today. But, you know, I'll tell you, I still feel that essence, even in the council members. I must say that. Michael DiVigilio even comes down to my circle, and he'll play. He's helped me with the community as far as going into the projects. He's helped me with many of my projects and supporting me, and even the circle on the beach when I first came in, they thought, hey, you're not bringing in a Venice Beach, are you? And I was like, oh no, Venice is over there. This is a mom and pop. This is a family situation. And so, yeah, Hermosa is definitely changing, but I still feel like there's this essence about Hermosa you can't take away as much as they want to. There's something in the air about Hermosa. It's that redondo.
I agree.
And I think that will always stay there. And I was, you know, we've been around since we were able to drive into the plaza, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. I remember when you could walk, when it was all, oh, yeah, you could drive in and park your car and
right.
go into the stores. Yeah, go down and turn around at the pier.
Right.
Yeah, full-long turn. You could sit there a while and watch the waves, and no one would say, hey, get out of here, you know.
yeah.
With your car, you know, you could pull into that turn. I remember that.
Yeah, I
but
remember that.
But the essence is still there. It is. I don't want to fully say it's, you know, completely changed. There's something about, and I think it has to do with our council members, hopefully. I don't know them personally, but there's something about that team. Hopefully they're keeping it Hermosa, keeping it sacred.
When you go into the schools, and I want to talk about that too, because that is so important. You know, and I don't know if you've been talking to some of the educators about how important rhythm and music is to children and their minds. They're developing minds, and they're developing coordination. Can you talk a little bit about your work in the schools?
Yes. Right now, I just got a promotion after 8 years of working with the schools, going into the academic hour. Mm-hmm. And how I did that was to the theme of the pocket. The pocket is the rule, which is the key to rhythm. You'll never hear music out of rhythm, any song. There's a pocket, there's a pulse. And pocket has everything to do with your integrity as well. So I based it on bullying, since that's really a topic today in the schools. And they're bringing in a lot of programs to help the children with that.
Well, I'm sorry, with what exactly? What was the...
The bullying. So they're
bullying
bringing in a lot
of... Oh, yes. Oh.
To people who are... The children that are bullying, and they think it's natural, and even to tease a child, or that's bullying. Anything that hurts or offends.
Mm.
So they're bringing in a lot of programs to help the children understand and to redirect their energy. So I came in and I started working with the pocket, which is the rule, because at the age of 16, I learned this in cutting an album. My first album, I was not used because my pocket was out of tempo. It was erratic, and it would go up and down, and it wasn't solid. So they used a studio musician. And it was the worst experience I ever had, but the best. because all my girls were playing on the album but me. And they put my name on the album, but it wasn't me. It was a gentleman doing my parts. It was a studio musician. And being at 16, it was emotional for me. And so I swore to myself that I would never go through that. So the pocket is everything. It even has everything to do with your heartbeat or the cylinder in your car or your integrity. If you're lying or cheating, you're out of pocket. If you're bullying someone, you're out of pocket. So I go in and I donate $1,000 of my teaching to LAUSD Golf Elementary in Wilmington, as long as they matched it. And it was a circle of giving. In that midst of teaching, I bring out the pocket, and I act it out with the children. I'll act like I'm a bully, or they'll bully me, and what they need to do when that's happening. And most of the time when they're being bullied, someone's saying, hey, look at your hair, look at your shoes, why do you dress like that? You buy stuff from the 99-cent store. And the child will either stand there, and they'll drink it, go home, it'll simmer in them, and they start becoming what they're told. If we teach them to go in that moment while that child's being bullied, hey, and the kid that is of spirit says to the bully, excuse me, I have recess right now. I'll talk to you later. And then walks away, right away. So I was teaching the children that. All of a sudden, 2 days later, the kids had a bite, I guess, out on the playground. And the principal approached them, and the kids go, hey, Mr. Cooper, he's out of pocket. He's hitting me. He's making fun of me. And Mr. Cooper's like, what? What are you talking about, out of pocket? Yeah, Miss Sabina taught us that if we're bullying people, we're out of pocket. And that was it. Mr. Cooper had me in his office, and he said, I really love what you're doing with rhythm. You're not only teaching him about music, but you're teaching him about life through rhythm.
That's fascinating that you're using rhythm and the concepts of music to teach centeredness is another way I've heard it said or as you say, being in the pocket. Now, when you say you donate $1,000 worth of time and then they match, how do they match? How do educational organizations match that?
So if I donate $1,000, they'll donate. Sometimes they'll match it or they'll double it. They'll give me $2,000 plus the $1,000, and then I can go in and teach even longer.
So they double in terms of the time that you have.
Yes, and they'll even donate the $2,000 outside of my $1,000. I'll turn it over again and maybe donate it to another school. And keep doing it. I did it with LAUSD. I gave them $5,000 of my time, and it was wonderful, and they matched it, and then we've been partners ever since. Because if they get the essence of the program, I guess it's a way so I can walk in the door, and
right.
They know it's pure. It's not just to make money. I mean, if you knew... It's just to help and then,
right.
You know, live. It's never to capitalize ever. I would be
right.
In trouble with that.
Well, I
yeah.
agree that the aim should not be money, but money is important to keep things going.
Yes.
For gas and energy and new drums and all of that. So money is important. And, you know, we're so fascinated with hearing you speak, Sabina, but we want to hear some of the examples. Where were these? Where was this recording made that we're going to be hearing some pieces from?
This recording was so spontaneous. It was at the 10K in Manhattan Beach, which is coming up this October again. John Post is the host. Have you heard of John?
Oh, yes.
He's a famous photographer in Manhattan Beach. So Saturday, October 3rd, we'll be doing it again. And we're right there in Manhattan Beach where the lifeguard station is. I think that's 22nd. And there's about 7 of us heavy hitters called the Tribe of Angels. And we go down there, and it's not crowd participation. we'll have some of our people that have heard, you know, some of our friends that have heard this, they'll come and we'll have extra instruments if they want to join in, but it's mainly about the marathon and giving those runners and those walkers a primitive rhythm, something when they're running and they feel it. And if they get tired, we zap them. And we play until the last person, even with the officer that escorts the last individual. To even get the cops going if we can. But it's all, we feel really responsible for those runners. If we miss one runner, we're like, but we, and that's what that recording is. That's the essence of.
Well, let's hear our first bit. It's just a minute long, and it's just a random piece, but I've got four pieces. So,
thank you, Jill.
And the group is called?
The Tribe of Angels.
The Tribe of Angels.
Of Angels. And they're a mix of teachers and lawyers and artists and that volunteer their times when we go into prisons, convalescence. They ask for nothing.
Okay. All right. The Tribe of Angels. I know that's a short bit, but that was such a great groove there.
I was just getting into it, Joe.
I know. I'm sorry. That was a good one.
Jackie's shaking it back there. I'm shaking it.
I'm totally shaking it. Hey, listen, Joe. Let's get that commercial done and move it back to Sabina.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking with Sabina Sandoval. And we're talking about the Hermosa Beach Drum Circle, but we're talking about a lot more than that. We're talking about rhythm in life and being in the pocket. And we're going to be back with her in just a minute. But also, if you have any questions or comments, we'd love to have you. Please join us and join our conversation at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. Now we'd like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong. It's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, Certified Public Accountants and Consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For additional information, visit the website at bcws.com or call 310 542-0011. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, navigating your way to financial success.
So when I think of what you do, Sabina, Free to Be Me Drum Circle, what I would love to see are young people copying you, following along with you, and starting their own nonprofit businesses doing the same thing. Are there some young people that are shadowing you, trying to learn what you do?
I have a couple friends that are drummers, and they have become that. Yes, Dusty Watson plays with the Slaptones, Agent Orange, Dick Gale Music, and he runs a rehab center as well, and he'll bring the drumming in. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think I influenced that, definitely. And there's also another gentleman that is doing it with special needs, and he worked with me for a while. So, yes, I do believe it has rubbed off and created ideas for others. And it's certainly a different backdrop, but definitely in the same family of helping others through rhythm.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And I have a neighbor who has an autistic son, and I would imagine that I don't know that they've ever tried drumming with him, but perhaps he'd be good at that. And you know, autism and certainly special needs children, probably that would be a fantastic therapy for them.
Absolutely, because patterns are really important to those beautiful souls.
Right.
So they are the geniuses at patterns, and then they go to the zone too. They're not thinking, they're not looking around. They're caught into la la land, you know, where there is no fear or doubt. And the special needs, I feel they're here to teach us, to teach me, and we're special needs, and they're the ones that are leading us and helping us and reminding us of equality and how everybody matters. So special needs are,
right.
I worked with Easter Seals for years, and then ARC, A-R-C, are beautiful. Now I'm working with the Friendship Circle in the South Bay, and they do not hold back. There is no fear. There's no doubt. They're not thinking about yesterday or tomorrow. They're always in the moment.
Right.
And yeah, and they're in jubilation all the time. They're dancing, they're rocking, they're not worrying about what people think, which is a total epidemic in our schools,
right,
with our children. If we can teach them not to worry about what people think about them, because it's literally a straitjacket to their existence.
But you know, it's not just the children, Sabina. It's all of us. It's all of us. Everybody's worried. What's Bill saying?
You're right.
Keeping up with the Joneses, right?
Right.
Well, and then we're out of the pocket. We're not in our essence. And
right.
It's a quest of every day, just like staying out of your thoughts the way they taught us to be in our thoughts and to worry about what people think about us. So once we know it, we can practice it every day. I see people, they want to shake it. And they shake it just a little bit and go right back into the shell. You know? I see it.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Someone looking at me, you know. And, I became more freer because of the circle, too. Because if I'm not free, I'm a liar. You know, I'm not. I remember, and that's what really the essence of Free to Be Me is to remind people to celebrate and dance because it's okay. You had a little shaker when you were a baby, it's still okay to shake that shaker. And I remember grabbing this gentleman's hand, pulling him in the circle while I had a drum on me, djembe. And he's screaming, no, no. But he didn't relinquish my hand. If he would have released my hand, I would have let go because then it's pressure.
Mm-hmm.
People will feel pressure. They even protect that inhibitedness. They're so scared. But he didn't let go. We go into the circle. We start shaking it. He starts dancing. It's phenomenal. And then I leave. I go towards the other people and dance with them. And he comes to me and says, thank you so much. I would have never done that. And that's the key, is if we can initiate. And that's where my magic, the most inhibited person, I'm going to do my best to get them out of that with music.
Now, you may not have heard this before, Sabina, but you speak so fast. There's so much density to what you're saying. Have you ever heard of the writer Carlos Castaneda?
Is this the gentleman that wrote The Four Agreements? Or?
Well, no, but that's an amazing book as well. But it's all based in the shamanic tradition of southern Mexico and, of course, extending into Honduras. I think it was Tales of Power, which was the first book that I read by Carlos Castaneda. And it was a book of shaman wisdom. And a lot of, I hear a lot of the phrases in
I'll be honest. I'm a lazy reader, totally lazy reader. I'm really visual, but no, I've never heard of this gentleman, and I'm just glad I'm confirmed through them.
You are. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So why have you never used any of these terms, Joe?
Why?
Hey, you know, I gotta tell you, you know, what you're saying, Sabina, about shaking it, you know, as Joe knows, I love to dance.
Yeah.
And I'm not shy about it, and I don't care what people think. When I hear something that moves me, I move with it, and quite frankly, it's never-ending embarrassment to my husband when he's with me, because I'll just start shaking it wherever I am. I don't care. And it's funny because that, Joe, this is how I originally contacted Sabina. John and I were having, I don't know, a late breakfast or lunch at, I think it was Waterman's on Pier Avenue.
Yeah.
And I heard the drums.
Yeah.
I heard the drums. I'm sitting there eating. I'm like, I hear the drums. You know, and I start moving. And JB's like, Jack, would you just eat? And I'm like, no, I hear the drums. And I asked the server, somebody about it, and they said, yeah, that's the drum circle. They're there every month. And I came home, and I looked it up, and I found Sabina, and I scheduled her for the program.
Thank you, Jackie. It's so funny you're in my contacts, because when you called, I said, hey, Jackie, and you're like, hey, do we know each other?
Yeah.
So I think we were meant to connect once before, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy that life does that. I know it sounds corny, and we're serendipity. And one thing about our circle, we build it. Most drum circles, drummers congregate, and there aren't many children. We pull out 100 drums at 10 a.m. in the morning, and we start the drumming at 12. And so that's most drummers from other circles don't really leave their circles. They're very dedicated to the circle they go to.
Mm.
But my main focus is to bring the families together, the beach cities, and to connect. And also, it has bridged us to many incredible events like the Coliseum with Pete Carroll. Mm. Phenomenal man. He's a philanthropist. He has a nonprofit called A Better LA, and he saw us on the pier like you did, Jackie, and invited me and the heavy hitters to play in the tunnel while he had his parade go through.
Right.
And I told him about Okay Drummers,
right.
And he's like, oh, well, let me think about this, and he goes, I'll call you back. And the thing we knew, we had the children at the Coliseum.
I'm sorry, go on.
He even was able to get a bus for all the kids because the kids are from the projects and not many of the families have cars. So, and it was a phenomenal, and now those kids are probably around 18 now, close to 19, and they'll never forget being on the Coliseum. At the Coliseum with Stevie Wonders, the Agape Choir, and then the Cool Kids.
Wow.
But finish your thought. Yeah. Tell
me just that Pete Carroll, I saw him often. In Hermosa, he spent a lot of time in Hermosa when he was here, that was something that he really wanted to preserve, this thing that you're doing in Hermosa. But I have to mention, for people even if you're a lazy reader, I think you should seek out The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. You'll hear echoes of the real book, the first book, The Teachings of Don Juan by Carlos Castaneda, 1968. This was the book that ignited this whole movement around the world, really. He wrote another book in 71, 72, and 74, A Separate Reality, Journey to Ixlan, and the book that I read first of his, Tales of Power, in 1974. Seminal works in this the Yaqui way of knowledge, as they called it. It's profound. It is profound in many ways.
Was that the Yaqui, as in Jackie? Yaqui way of knowledge?
Yes.
The Yaqui way of knowledge. Let's hear some more music.
All right. Here we go.
And that's a didgeridoo, by the way, that you hear the a didgeridoo from Austria. And Tomas, if you've wondered what that sound was, I know Jackie would know.
From Austria or Australia?
Austria. I think, you know, he's from Austria,
okay.
And the instrument's from Australia. And he made it out of a yucca plant.
The instrument came from, as the natives say, before time began. That's what they say.
Wow.
Here we go. And they're called the angels, right? I'm sorry.
The tribe of angels, yes.
The tribe of angels.
Because I come from a band. So I always have a drum set, the rock and roll drum set, because I played that for 35 years. The doodoons are from Africa, which is the bass guitar made out of drums. That's the deepness you hear in the back. The timbales are the lead singer. And then the bongos and the congas are the lead guitar. And I created this so we have a catalyst of rhythm going once we get all the participants in the groove. Because we're mainly playing with people who probably never even hit a drum. So it's going to be chaotic until I remind them the pocket and the rhythm. And once we start, the tribe starts, then we get everybody else into the rhythm. And then we become one on the one with the one.
Now, do people bring their own instruments? The instruments are provided? How does that work?
Yes, we build it. Over 100 drums and percussion. Again, we were out there 2 hours prior to playing time, setting up with all kinds of volunteers from all different schools, from Mar Vista to Redondo Union High to Manhattan Beach. All the kids will come because we can write off their hours for college or school, and so they'll come and volunteer their time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's community, and they love it. And all the drums are painted from all different artists throughout the South Bay. And so every drum is unique. I take apart drum sets. I never thought after 30 years of playing drum set, I'd be taking apart the drum sets, using the shell,
mm-hmm.
Bringing them down to the nakedness of the wood and handing it to you or Jackie to do your magic.
Mm.
And then once the art is on the shell, we put rawhide on it and we bring it back to a native rawhide. And they're unique. So you couldn't even buy these drums. They're all flavored and unique for the whole community and all the children. So
that's awesome. That really is.
Thank you, Joe. And I just want to say that pocket is everything. It's you're either in or out, and it's like the ball going in the hoop. There is no almost. If you're lying or cheating, you're out of pocket. If you're helping the world, you're in the rhythm. Someone cuts you off the freeway and you go chase them, they just took you out of your pocket. And even your heart, if it's beating too fast, you have high blood pressure or hyperglycemia, something's going on with your health.
Mm-hmm.
And your car won't even run right if one cylinder's missing. So it does apply to everything in life, the pocket.
And we have to keep on the air, so we have to thank a sponsor.
We have to thank a sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking with Sabina Sandoval. We're talking about Hermosa Beach Drum Circle. We're talking about Free to Be Me Drum Circle, an all-volunteer organization, nonprofit. And Sabina, what is the website?
It's freetobemedrumcircle.com.
freetobemedrumcircle.com. So
as well as,
I'm sorry?
As well as for Facebook as well, Free to Be Me Drum Circle.
Free to
Be
Me
Drum Circle. They can tap into us.
Well, with that, we'll be right back. We're going to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
I need to hear some more drumming.
Okay.
Here we go. Are you ready? Oh, no, Jackie, you were going to...
Oh, yeah. Quick, we'll quickly run through what's going on
yes.
this weekend.
What's going
on? Liz on the Hill is hosting, get this, Thursday night kickoff, Football and Frank tonight. Beginning at 5:30 p.m., join Lou and the gang for the NFL season opener, that's the Steelers versus the Patriots, in Rocco's Room, a secluded man cave for the evening with its mammoth 90-inch flat-screen TV and a range of seating options. Grab a table with friends and enjoy the action, including a special menu of burgers and beer for only $20. Then at 9 p.m., join Lou up front in the main dining area as he launches the Frank Sinatra Centennial Countdown, celebrating Sinatra's 100th birthday. All right, so that's tonight. A little burgers, beer, football, and Frank. I like it. Check it out. Blues on the Hill. Alpine Village announces the kickoff of the 48th annual Oktoberfest on Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th. Tickets for the grand opening weekend are discounted to $10. That's 60% off the October rates. It's in a massive tent, and it runs through October 31st, and it's the closest thing you can get to the big party tent experience of the original Munich Oktoberfest. So that kicks off this weekend with a very special price at Alpine Village. St. Margaret Mary's Church and School hosts the 33rd annual Lomita Fair on Friday, September 11th through Sunday, September 13th. There's going to be food, games, rides, nonstop entertainment, and admission is free. There are several great raffle prizes, and one lucky winner will bring home a brand-new 2015 Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
What?
Yeah, from California Harley-Davidson of Harbor City. They can take the Harley or $15,000 cash. Wow. So anyway, raffle tickets are available for purchase in the parish office. So that's this weekend, the 33rd annual Lomita Fair. My friends from Aerial Yoga are going to be putting on a demonstration at that. The Redondo Beach Pier Association presents the 13th annual Back to School Chalk Art Festival on Saturday, September 12th from noon to 4 p.m. All right, we've all seen that. That's a lot of fun. Aspiring and experienced artists are invited to participate in the event intended to transform the pier into a canvas over water. All ages are welcome. There's no registration fee, and free chalk will be given away to the first 150 participants. So that's on the pier this weekend. This is kind of cool. To mark National Drive Electric Week, the city of Torrance will hold a ribbon cutting for new ChargePoint electric vehicle charging stations on Saturday, September 12th at 9 a.m. in the parking lot behind the Katie Geisert Civic Center Library. And after the ribbon cutting, there's going to be they'll have a display of electric vehicles, and they're going to give people at 10 can talk directly to owners of EV vehicles, and they'll also have the opportunity to ride in and drive one. So check that out. I think they're going to have six of those around the city, so they're kicking that off this weekend. El Segundo Museum of Art hosts a free stencil art workshop for teens on Saturday, September 12th from 6 to 8 p.m., featuring guest artist Gorgs. He was one of the artists at the Scratch Experience, and is specifically for teens. It's a workshop presented by the Teen Thing. It's a new SMOA teen program, and all you have to do, it's free, and materials and snacks will be provided, and everything at SMOA is free. So that's this Saturday. The Point presents the Surf's Up Festival on Sunday, September 13th from noon to 3. They're going to feature a performance by the premier Beach Boy tribute band Papa Do Run Run. All right, and the afternoon is going to include giveaways, oceanside cocktails, glitter tattoos, Hawaiian-shaped ice, and more. And that's Sunday. That's Sunday fun day at the Point.
Mm-hmm.
As always, a couple of the events taking place, so be sure to check my website, southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay.
Right. Oh, my gosh. That really sounds like fun, that Sunday fun day at the Point.
Yeah.
I love that place.
JB and I went last Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, they normally have they do their concerts on Wednesday nights. They've been running concerts on Wednesday nights, and that's going to run through the end of September. But the Surf's Up Festival is this Sunday. Last Sunday, JB and I went. We went specifically because I wanted him to have a sandwich from Mendocino Farms.
Oh, yes.
So good. So good.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's this Sunday there. And there's a lot of stuff going on. So check my website.
All right. Well, Sabina, let's hear from the angels one more time. How about that?
Okay, Joe.
Here we go. Tribe of Angels. We'll be right back. place to stop. There is no.
So, Sabina,
hey, go ahead.
Sabina, just so that our listeners get this right. So, you play down at the Hermosa Beach Pier at the third Sunday of each month, and you have your basic group, but anybody is welcome to join in, and you will provide percussion for them, percussion instruments?
Everybody and anybody. As long as there's no intoxication, you know, we will police that circle because of the children, and most of the time that there's never that. But, you know, there is the Pier Plaza, and sometimes we'll get some really happy people coming down there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I want to say that because we police the circle. We protect it because of the children and the families. And, again, I think the only reference to a circle lately is Venice Beach. And if anything, I try to protect our rep from that. I love Venice. I was actually an entertainer at Venice Beach for 4 years, playing a 15-piece drum set on the boardwalk there.
Hmm.
But it could be crazy in that circle. It can be awful at times. There's no spirit sometimes there.
Hmm.
So our circle is strictly mom and pop. And, yeah, you're right. Every third Sunday, lots of children come and lots of parents. And so we want to keep it mom and pop and family oriented. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to be coming out.
I'm surprised, Joe. All those years you lived in Hermosa and you've never done the drum circle.
I've visited the drum circle often.
But you haven't been in the pocket.
Heard of it.
No.
You did hear it. That's what's good.
No, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. They may not know what it is. They may not know to reference it as the drum circle. Actually, I think most people probably know that. But anybody that's lived down here or spent any time in the South Bay,
right?
I think knows it, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think a lot of people see the drum circle and they think, oh, it's a one-time, one-off deal, and they don't realize that it's, you know, 13-year history.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. Hey, Sabina, speaking of, have you ever gotten any backlash from the residents or anybody saying, oh, we don't want to listen to this on Sunday morning?
Never, never. If anything, we used to have an officer named Paul Walcott in Hermosa. I think
mm-hmm.
he's retired.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really, really great to us. He told me if anything ever came up to invite the neighbors.
Mm.
That was his remedy. If anything comes up, invite the neighbors. And so I've used that method in everywhere we play. Even in our private parties, it's because it's going to be family. Get ready, especially with a drum set going on. And so, it never, knock on wood, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we start at 12, so we wait till everybody's up, hopefully. So, I'll even tell people, I'm sorry, we can't start until 12. The city won't let us. So.
Right. Right.
Not true, but I just want to keep it as that, so no one's insulted by it, because a lot of people will come before that time.
Right.
And it's important that that we are thinking about everybody around us. And
playing
we also
nice, playing nice with the neighbors. Yes, it's very important.
Absolutely. They live there, and so do I. And I would want the same treatment. And we take breaks, too, so it's not a constant, because it can get to the subconscious, I'm sure, like any sound we sing,
mm-hmm.
event. So, yeah, very... very conscious of everybody.
It's not obnoxious like a leaf blower, right?
Well,
I mean,
you know, and all of us are musicians and teachers, so it's not one rhythm either. A lot of circles play on one rhythm.
Right.
Maybe that's their experience.
Right.
But no, I'm literally facilitating in a circle with the cowbell, creating rhythmic games, call and respond.
Right.
Rumble, conga line, limbo, getting the kids to sing, dance, and getting the people in. It's not just that we're all drumming, but there's a lot of games and crowd participation. And I teach them about their innate rhythm, which is pocket. And so they're not, most people, I don't have rhythm, but you do. And that's where my magic comes in. I remember there was a man that came to our circle, and I knew he was from England. And he even had tattoo somewhere in his, on his neck. And
Inlandia.
So I went over there, and he was totally out of pocket, totally out of rhythm. I go over there, I say, hey, man, you're out of rhythm. I think you can hear it. He goes, no, you just want to control me. And I go, no, brother, I promise you, I'm not here to control. Because I'm playing my own rhythm. I go, I know, but you're out of pocket. And he's like, well, no, you can. I go, okay, give me back my drum then. That's my drum. And then I go, please, just trust me. And I locked eyes with him. I said, I'm going to get you in this pocket. Just trust me. And we got in. We got in together. And I saw it in his eyes. I saw, and that was it. That was the magic. Once he was in, I walked away. And he was playing for the rest of the day. It was awesome. So sometimes, yes, I will get those people who will resist me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to wear a badge. Look, I'm a teacher. I'm not here to offend you. I'm not. I promise you. And yeah, it's a risk. I do risk it. You know what I do here. Yeah. It's a little out of the box, and
you need some.
But all it is,
maybe.
Say that again.
You might need some security. Something.
She's got the cowbell, Joe. Cowbell. I mean,
forgot.
Cowbell.
More cowbell.
Yeah.
But even walking into the prisons, I was very frightened, but not afraid enough not to go in. And when I went into a woman's prison, I even had a couple women challenging me.
Wow.
But we melted them with the music.
No, Sabina, I have to ask. I know I keep coming back to this, but, you know, it's something that I think about a lot. You have this regular event every third Sunday at the Hermosa Beach Pier. I would love to see that event broadcast. I would love to see that event broadcast so that people could enjoy it in their homes, anywhere around the world.
How can we do that, Joe? Let's do it. I'm ready.
Yeah, I think that should happen. We need to figure that out, and we're going to get somebody to sponsor it, because
City Cable. City Cable.
Wow.
There should be some way so that people can participate around the world and know that today is Hermosa Drum Circle Day. And
wow, Joe, that would be an honor. I have chills right now. It would be breathtaking to have that. It would be a dream.
Okay. All right. Well,
there are some videos on YouTube where people have come and filmed us.
Yes.
We're really beautiful, tasteful editing videos, and you know, we asked of nothing. They took it upon themselves, and but never broadcast anyway.
Well, I want to see some way that you can generate revenue from that, because I think that would really be an interesting, you know, this is the age of content. The internet is insatiable for content, and you have this regular content that you're producing, that there must be a way to gently benefit, profit financially from it, so that Free to Be Me Drum Circle goes on forever.
And, you know, we don't take sponsorship or government grants, so it's
right.
Strictly through the community. When I go into a prison,
and
I know that we're short on time, I'm going to say this quick. I'll call you and I'll go, Joe, I've got 10 heavy hitters going into a prison. We just need gas and food.
Right.
And you'll go, Sabina, I have $50, pal.
Right.
If I can raise $200, that's how simple we are.
Right.
If we're healthy and we have the drums, we don't do big fundraisers.
Right.
We're the real thing. We are truly the nonprofit, and my mother would be very proud of that, just going through the community only, not through sponsorship or government grants. Sponsorship, usually there's something else they need, and we just want that person who's going to donate without asking for anything.
Free to be me, drumcircle.com. Free to be me, drumcircle.com. Sabina Sandoval, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joe and Jackie. You're beautiful. Thank you for having me. And sometimes there are no words for everything. So I just want to thank you. I'm overwhelmed.
And so, Jackie, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
And ladies and gentlemen, third Sunday of the month.
Which is September 20th. We're going to have one.
Coming up. Hermosa Beach Pier, be there. Get in the pocket.